Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I titled the show, You Got That Wrong. Hey, Senator, you got that wrong. Hey, Representative, you got that wrong. To quote Thomas Sowell, I saw this quote on Twitter the other night, and I had to copy it down. Historians of the future will have a hard time figuring out how so many organized groups of strident, I'm going to say donkeys, succeeded in leading us around by the nose and morally intimidating the majority into silence. Think about that just a minute. President Lincoln said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution." I will say men and women today. And that's exactly what we see going on today. The Democrats are at this point in time screaming, "A constitutional crisis, a constitutional crisis." But it hasn't been that long ago that we were hearing the Republicans scream, "It's a constitutional crisis, it's a crisis, it's a constitutional crisis." There's no crisis at the border, right? So why is it we are in the state of affairs that we are in, politically speaking? Well, because we the people, we've allowed these elected servants to believe that they are elite and special. We've allowed all of them to legislate against the Constitution. We've allowed them to put big money, big corporations, personal agendas above the rights of the people, above the Constitution, before the Constitution, above the Bill of Rights, instead of the Bill of Rights. We've allowed them to take control of our public schools, our local schools. They take your tax dollars, you see, and then they come up with some kind of a program, and they offer you a pittance back, just a pittance back of your tax dollars for this or for that. And we think we're on to something if we collect it. We think, wow, look what we've done. We've gotten smart. We found this. But what did we give up? Certainly much more than we received. This failing, this is just one example, but these failings have gone on so long now that we are not on the brink of, not just one foot in, but nearly plunged completely into socialism. Because we got to be good people. It's got to be fair. It's got to be equal. Yet there's nothing in socialism that talks about equality of people. Well, they'll talk about equality of wages, taxes, but not people. One of the presidential candidates told us that the Second Amendment isn't really a right. It's not really a right to bear arms. Yep, he got that wrong. But then he likes to dance on tables, so. Another candidate wants to confiscate your guns. I've talked about this before because it made an impression on me. He wants to confiscate the guns, and once he was told that might cause a fight, like in war, he says, well, shrugs his shoulders, government's got nukes, that's not a problem. Yeah, he's got that wrong. Free health care, free college, all people make the same wage. Working or not working. No more private insurance. No more borders to our nation. That's what they're claiming. That's what they want. Many people are buying into this. Joe Biden says we're obligated. We are obligated to give free health care, free education to all these illegal aliens crossing our border, invading this nation. Hey, Joe, you got that wrong. Congress is pushing their weight around to attack this president. They are attacking the Constitution. They are attacking your rights as a citizen. Yeah, it's not really spying, you know. We were just doing an investigation and using spy techniques. It's not really spying. They can do it to a presidential candidate. They can do it to you. We the people need to put these fellas and these gals in their place. All of them. Including their followers, their worshipers, the free stuff. After all, we're the ones always footing the bill. It's time we stopped. It's time we stopped being bullied and pushed back a bit. No, we need to push back a lot. Now, I can't take credit for this, what I'm about ready to share with you, but I thought I'd share it anyway. And when I tried to look up who really gets credit for it, Schnope said that wasn't true, that this person didn't write it, so I'm not going to give that person's name because they had two or three different people's names, same person, but they had it spelled different ways, so I'm just not even going to say. But I'm not going to take credit for it. But it goes along with, you got this wrong. It's called the Bill of Non-Rights. Starts out, we, the sensible people of the United States, in an attempt to help everyone get along, restore some semblance of justice, avoid more riots, keep our nation safe, promote positive behavior, and secure the blessings of debt-free liberty to ourselves and our great-great-great-grandchildren, hereby try one more time to ordain and establish some common-sense guidelines for the terminally whiny, guilt-ridden, delusional, and other liberal bedwetters, they call them. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that a whole lot of people are confused by the Bill of Rights. And so, here it is. They require a Bill of Wrongs, or a Bill of Non-Rights. Article 1. We're not going to get through this in this first segment. You do not have the right to a new car, big screen TV, or any other form of wealth. More power to you if you can legally acquire them, but no one is guaranteeing anything. Article 2. You do not have the right to never be offended. This country is based on freedom, and that means freedom for everyone, not just you. You may leave the room, turn the channel, express a different opinion, etc., but the world is full of, well, he says, idiots, and probably always will be. They're going to be full of people that got it wrong. Let's put it that way. Article 3. You do not have the right to be free from harm. If you stick a screwdriver in your eye, learn to be more careful. Do not expect the tool manufacturer to make you and all your relatives independently wealthy. He's talking about the crazy lawsuits that go on. Article 4. You do not have the right to free food and housing. Americans are the most charitable people to be found and will gladly help anyone in need. But we are quickly growing weary of subsidizing generation after generation of professional couch potatoes who achieve nothing more than the creation of another generation of professional couch potatoes. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. We're reading a non-rights? The Bill of Non-Rights, or the Bill of, they got it wrong. We're trying to explain it to them. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the 2 significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and BethAnn help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and BethAnn are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel Turner on the line, so we're going to stop reading our little Bill of Non-Rights, and we're going to get a little more serious. Daniel, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing okay. We're all excited that you're coming our way on Tuesday.
I'm so looking forward to being in studio with you. It's going to be a wonderful visit.
It's going to be great. We're really looking forward to it. And I appreciate you taking the time to do that.
Absolutely.
So what's been going on? What's been going on?
You know what? I love to talk about national issues. And as I told you,
there's not been any national news.
Yeah, exactly. From now till November of next year, it's all about the election. And little by little, everyone running for the Democrat nomination is unveiling some of their policies. So just for a brief second, I wanted to talk about Jay Inslee. And I'm sure most people don't even know he is running for president. But, yes, there is a guy named Jay Inslee. He's the governor of Washington State, and he's one of the 23, I think is the number, one of the 23 people running. Mm-hmm. He unveiled an energy plan that will close all coal mines and coal plants by the year 2030, as well as a plan to eliminate the combustion engine for domestic use. And this is a serious piece of proposal. This is not sketch comedy. This is part of his proposal that as president, through executive action, he will do those 2 things, all for the name of climate change. You've got to scratch your head, Beth Ann, and wonder how these people think they're going to win an election with such nonsensical proposals like that.
How how are they going to make it without any vehicles?
Exactly.
I mean, how are we going to transport? How are you going to transport food? I mean, what are you going to do?
Lots of horses and buggies.
No, they don't like that either. They've been trying to ban those. HSUS and the SPCA has been trying to get rid of those in New York City.
It's cruelty to use
an animal like that.
The war on coal issue is what bothers me, because as much as people dislike coal for political reasons, and they claim it's dirty or they claim it's bad, but a third of our electric grid is still right now powered by coal. And so to just say, well, we're going to get rid of it by the year 2030, and the question is, replace it with what? I've used this analogy before. A lot of people think our electric grid is like a diet. And if you're on a diet and the doctor says you're eating too much meat, you should eat something else. There are food alternatives, but that's not our electric grid. And so you can't say, well, we're using too much coal, we should use something else. There's no infrastructure in terms of wind or solar or renewable. There's no nuclear plants being built. Everyone knows that. So what do we replace one-third of our electric grid with? And the answer to that is, I don't know. He doesn't have an answer for it, but it makes good politics.
You know, it's just absolutely amazes me how ignorant these people are. I know that they don't want that. They don't want to give up their vehicles. I wonder how many vehicles that Jay Inslee has. He's a governor of Washington State. So does he ride around in a limo? Does he have a plane that he jets around in? I mean, what's he going to do?
I am sure.
Bicycle?
Just like Senator Sanders, I'm sure he will allow himself exemptions for his own use, because that is how the liberal elite think. They like to make laws for the masses, but they live a very different lifestyle. I'm back home in New York City for Mother's Day weekend, and happy Mother's Day to you and to your five daughters-in-law.
Thank you.
But our mayor here in New York City is the same way, Mayor de Blasio. He likes to pass laws for the masses, but when it comes to his personal life, he lives a different way, and he thinks it's exempt because as a liberal leader, he is allowed certain privileges. And that does harken back to Soviet leadership, right? That's where Bernie Sanders is a great Soviet leader, as are a lot of these absolute leftists that live one way but want us to live a very different way.
And, you know, they're obsessed with the president and wanting his tax returns. And so Nancy Pelosi is issuing a bill to mandate that presidents and vice presidents, when they're running for office, have to put forth their tax returns. Yet, this will not affect anyone in Congress. No representative or senator will have to do that. Now, she has been in Congress for 32 years, and she is just one of the members on roll call reported has not released her tax returns.
Exactly. Congress always passes themselves exemptions.
They are above the rest of us, apparently.
Yes.
What's that?
You remember the Obamacare laws that Congress did not have to abide by them as well. They, as members of Congress and their staff, did not have to follow the laws of Obamacare. So it wouldn't surprise me that she's trying to pass legislation that exempts members of Congress, because this is how they think. What is good for the rest of the masses is that they are somehow exempt and above it as elected leaders. And that is not the nation that we're founded on, and that is not the principles of our Constitution.
Well, no one of royalty was to serve.
No.
And yet they believe themselves to be royalty, I do believe. You know, it's the H.R. 1, the For the People Act. That's what she's trying to push through now. And the president and the vice president, or anybody running for that, will have to turn over their tax returns.
And it's not going to pass. It's not going to get through the Senate. It could pass the House, but it won't get through the Senate. These are, look, if I were advising anyone running on the Democrat side for office, I'd have to tell them you have to start coming up with serious policy proposals. What Governor Inslee's talking about with energy and climate, what Bernie's talking about with his new caps on interest rates. And did you see his proposal that he wants in banking to be run out of the post office?
Yes.
And it should be a nonprofit banking, government-run nonprofit through the post office. These are just ideas that are so absurd.
How could that possibly go wrong, Daniel?
Because everyone loves going.
I did see that. I had that on the list today. How could that possibly go wrong?
You know, at the beginning of the month, I paid all of my bills and my mortgage on my phone. While literally sitting in the back of an Uber, I paid all of my bills. The idea of having to go to the post office to do your banking is an idea of someone who is a 77-year-old socialist named Bernie Sanders, because no one wants to go to the post office. But those are their policy ideas. And then you have Pelosi with this type of legislation that she's proposing in the House, which is just a response to Trump's popularity, a thriving economy. Like I said, if I were advising the Democrats, you have to come up with something that will win over people, because what you are selling, no one is buying.
And yet they keep selling it. Every single one of them. They keep coming out with something that's not going to work. And they know it's not going to work. But they just can't help themselves, I guess, Daniel. They've got this preconceived notion that the American people are on their side. And I don't know where they get that. I mean, they believe the majority of people want to kill babies.
Yeah.
Where do they get this? Even those that are pro-choice don't want the government paying for it.
Exactly.
I mean, and it's just, and the energy thing, Green New Deal, they think people want that. They don't want that.
There was a wonderful article a little while ago, I think it was in the New York Times, that compared the Democrat electorate versus the members, the Twitter audience. And it showed how the people on Twitter are not representative of the people who vote. And I do think a lot of these people running for office conflate those two. And they see their responses on Twitter, they see the anger, they see the lunacy, and they think, wow, that must be the American people, but it's not. That is Twitter, and it's a very weird world. But the American people, the folks in your neighborhood in beautiful Missouri, they're not in favor of radical abortion, like you just said. They're not in favor of Green New Deal. Even if they are tried and true Democrats, to whom are they going to turn? And that's why Trump is going to wrap up Missouri as well this next election cycle.
You know, did you happen to see, and they're trying to get it taken down, maybe they've done it by now, but I just happened to see it when somebody retweeted it earlier this week, where the Senate committee had, they had taken a survey on judicial, on the Supreme Court. Would you rather have someone like Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Kavanaugh?
Kavanaugh.
Guess what? Kavanaugh won 71% to
20%. And they took it down in shame. I think you knew it was always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it. We will see you on Tuesday. You have safe travels. God bless you. Hug your mama.
Looking forward to it. Happy Mother's
Day. Thank you. We're headed into a break. 877-895-5410. We're going to get back to the Bill of Non-Rights. But I also have some interesting information that I want to share with you. So you give me a call, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $750 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $750 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been reading to you a kind of a little, I don't know, just throwing it out there. It's kind of funny in a not so funny way, the Bill of No Rights. In other words, they got it wrong. So we're going to go to Neil. He has a little something to say from Missouri on the Bill of Rights. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing okay. Had to start a fire this morning to stay warm. It's a little chilly.
Yeah, it's cold this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I got down in the 40s. So, but this deal with the Bill of Rights, they're pretty much taking all your rights away from you. People are still,
they have.
Claiming they've got these rights, but look what they're doing right now with the social media. They're cutting off everybody who's a conservative activist, anybody that's promoting the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or any of this. They're being cut off the media right now.
Hate speech.
Platform, Facebook, Twitter. I can't get an account on any of the social media. As soon as they find out who I am, they clearly do that using my phone number, because you got to give them a phone number so they can confirm who you are and you're not, I don't know, some kind of criminal, but they don't want you talking about the things I talk about, so they just won't give me a voice on the media. And what good is your free exercise of speech if you can't talk to anybody, And, of course, they've taken you, took away your right to travel a long time ago, with this driver's license thing. And that's a First Amendment right, according to the Supreme Court. They call it a penumbra right. In other words, it falls within the shadow of the First Amendment because you can't exercise your First Amendment rights if you can't travel from point A to point B. And rights cannot be regulated beyond pure safety between people exercising that same right. like on a right to travel, yeah, you got to stay on your side of the road. You don't have the right to travel on the wrong side of the road because then you're endangering fellow travelers. So for safety things, they, you know, that's fundamental, but not for the they don't have the right to regulate or to license your right to travel. That's a clear violation, according to Packard versus Banton, U.S. Supreme Court, I think it was 1913, you know, says you have an absolute right to travel and carry your goods upon the public roadways, but you do not have the right to use the public roadways as your place of business, and that's what they're regulating. So if you're not doing that, then there's no reason for you to have license tags, insurance, book of your seatbelt, obey the speed limit, or anything else that they're claiming you have to do. So, and then the Second Amendment, of course, you're not allowed to have a machine gun without your permission. And technically, under the Second Amendment, you should have the right to carry any one-man weapon you should have the right to, which includes shoulder-fired missiles that can take out a tank or take out a plane. You know, that's your Second Amendment right. But they don't want you to know that, let alone assert it. You know, how are you going to defend yourself against foreign governments coming against you with tanks and planes if you don't have the ability to do that? You know, it's impossible.
Well, in the second... It's like in that Sal Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. I mean, they mention exactly why they want gun control. They don't beat around the bush. They want gun control so that the people cannot defend themselves against the government, which is exactly what we've seen happening in Venezuela. They took their guns. Now they have no defense but rocks, and they're trying to make... I guess they've got some knives, and they're trying to make torches and some kind of, you know, probably bottle bombs or bottle rockets or whatever you call them. You know, they're left defenseless, basically. What's that?
Right. Yeah, Molotov cocktails, what you're referring to.
There you go.
Molotov cocktail.
I was never allowed to drink.
Gasoline bomb. you don't drink it. That's what
gotcha.
You put your gas in a bottle and...
I was making it funny because it was cocktail.
Right. And
then
your Third Amendment right to not housing soldiers. What are these invaders if they're not soldiers of foreign government invading our country? And yet the taxpayers are paying for their food,
exactly.
Your clothing, your shelter, everything else. That's ridiculous. And being secure in your
country.
No,
Biden says we're obligated.
Yeah, says we're obligated.
Biden says
we're not
obligated
to take these people in. And even under this act of Congress, which is that Refugee Act, you know, they call it, these people don't have any right to refugee status unless they come to a certified border crossing and apply for it there. They don't have the right to cross our border just willy-nilly anywhere they want, and then when they get caught, scream refugee. No, that isn't what the law says they can do. They don't get refugee status unless they come to a regular border crossing and apply for it.
I said a couple of years ago that they couldn't be any more dangerous if they were wearing combat boots.
Yeah,
they're tearing this nation down, and they're doing it intentionally. Not the people coming across the border, obviously that's what they want to do, but the people who are allowing it. And I'm talking about Congress.
Right.
So, Congress. You know, I was sitting here. Go ahead.
Yeah, 40% of all the crimes committed in the United States are committed by people who are here illegally to start with. That's an addition to their crime of being here illegally. They're committing all these different crimes, and 40% of our resources go to crime fighting or going against these invaders that have no business being here to start with.
And, of course, the defense that others will say when you give them those statistics, well, you know, it's kind of like a little kid when you've got kids and they go, well, so-and-so did it, too. They're, you know, it's like, well, citizens do bad things, too. Well, yeah. But these guys don't need to be here. They're not supposed to be here. You know, we're supposed to take care of the bad guy citizens, and we shouldn't be having to put up with a bad guy that's an illegal alien.
Right, exactly. And
I appreciate
one of the biggest Well, there's one of the biggest ones is the Fifth Amendment right to a grand jury indictment. People, that's one of the most important rights we've lost in this country today, is your right to an indictment. That's where 23 people, well, states have to have one, but federally it's 23 people will sit there and determine whether or not you should be prosecuted. That's your first line of defense against a false prosecution. And if you don't have that right, then, you know, the prosecutor can just come in and charge you with anything he wants, anytime he wants, doesn't have to present anything to a grand jury. And that's what most of the states do. They've eliminated your right to a grand jury indictment, and that's for any infamous crime. An infamous crime is any crime for which you can be imprisoned. So for any felony, and a lot of misdemeanors, you know, which it can go up to a year in jail, you have the right to a grand jury indictment. That's where you plead your case if you're innocent, in order to avoid having to go to trial. And that's one of the most important rights with law.
Yeah. And, you know, the ones up there claiming a constitutional crisis have created the crisis, and I'm just fed up with all of them, Republicans and Democrats. I'm just fed up with every one of them. So, anyway, Neil, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. You know, talking about being fed up with all of these that are elected officials, I don't have them all. We've got it all somewhere. I just didn't figure them all to this morning. I had Rudy helping me. And just looking at how long these people have been in office. Now, I think I had 32 years on Nancy Pelosi. 32 years. Maxine Waters, 28 years. Jerry Nadler, 27 years. Chuck Schumer, 20 years. Susan Collins, that's a Republican, 22 years. Dick Durbin, 22 years. Dianne Feinstein, 27 years. Bernie, he's a youngster. He's only been in office 12 years. Mitch McConnell, the Republican, supposed to be helping the president. Actually, he's supposed to be representing the Constitution. 34 years. Hey, Mitch. How you doing? Lindsey Graham's fairly new, only 16 years. Representative Hank Johnson, he's the guy that said Guam might tip over if we put another military base on there. 12 years. He's kind of a newbie, too. He was one of them that was very hateful in the hearing the other day. Steve Cohen, the one that was eating the fried chicken, he's fairly new, too, 12 years. Keith Ellison, 12 years. Kamala Harris is a newbie. She's only been there since 2017, and we could figure all of them, and I'm going to tell you what. Presidents come, and presidents go. Nancy Pelosi's been there for 32 years, and nobody's seen her tax return. She's very, very wealthy. Mitch McConnell's very, very wealthy. Miss Collins, I'll bet she's doing all right. What about you? Maxine Waters, the hater, 28 years. 28 years. They've been in office a long time. They make the legislation, and they exempt themselves from it. Who are they? Maybe it's time to say you're fired, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation insulation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change, for the land, and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, it's good to hear from you again. How are you doing?
Yeah, good to hear from you again. The shortwave's coming in pretty good today, as has become kind of rare these days, and I'm doing well. I'm surviving the coldest blackberry winter that I've seen so far. It was 40 degrees this morning at my place, so this is the coldest blackberry winter that I've seen so far here. You know, usually it doesn't get down past 50. But
it was in the 40s this morning, too.
42? Yeah. Yeah, 40, yeah, it's a cool one.
47 is what it was. Yeah.
47? Yeah. So you're in Missouri, and you were warmer than here in Arkansas.
Well,
that's
by the time I got up,
the usual pattern.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to talk about was I think it's good every now and then to remind ourselves of the basic underlying reason why a minority is so able to dominate the agenda and direction of this country against what the majority believe and what the majority want, and that's the money system. You know, as that famous quote from Thomas Jefferson says, you know, if the American people ever allow private banks to control the currency, then the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. And so it's that Federal Reserve money machine that allows a relatively small group of people, you know, to create unlimited amounts of money for themselves by which they can buy up all the major media and by which they can create so many appearing seemingly, supposedly grassroots pressure groups that can fund them to push the agenda of the country in whatever direction they want, and by which they can buy the politicians. You know, that most of the politicians will serve whoever gives them the most money for their bribes and reelection campaigns and so on like that. And so these people, because they have this money machine, the Federal Reserve and the private banking system, by which they can create unlimited amounts of money for themselves, you know, they can control what most of the politicians will do, and they can use their influence in the media. They can use their media to make those politicians look good, and any politicians that oppose them, they can make them look bad, and so on and so on and so on and so forth. And so with a machine to create unlimited amounts of money for a small group of people, you know, that small group of people with all that money can, you know, kind of dominate the whole agenda and direction of the country, contrary to what the majority of the people want. And so I think one of the big problems we have is that none of the big-time commentators, you know, the most influential conservative commentators, from Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and, you know, Mark Levin and all the rest of them, none of them will ever say a word against the Federal Reserve, and they will never tell you that there's any problem with the money system. They always make it out like the bankers are just, you know, good, honorable businessmen participating in the American free enterprise system, and they're the problem, and they're just fine, and it's the socialist politicians and their followers that are the problem, you know, rather than the people that fund them, rather than the money power behind them, that's the problem. So I think that's what I think it's good every now and then to remind ourselves of the basic underlying cause of the mess that we've got in this country.
Money. So what do you think here?
Well, the money, not money, but the money system, which allows a small group of people to create unlimited
amounts of money.
Yeah.
So here we have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders. They're coming with they've got a great idea. And you might have heard Daniel talking about that, where they're going to have postal banking. You're going to go to the post office and have a bank. It's going to be government banking. So where's the Federal Reserve going to come in on that?
Well,
they're
going to
have postal banking.
But I think that I don't see how that's going to improve the situation. You know, like I say, the problem with the banking system is that the private banks can create money out of nothing to enrich themselves. You know, they create money for their own profit. And, you know, nobody should be able to do that. You know, the money should be gold or silver or issued by the money. And no private business should be able to create money. So that's the problem that
I have heard two people. I have heard two others talk about the Federal Reserve, and not in a happy way. One is President Donald Trump. The other one is Lou Dobbs off of Fox Business. He's not too fond of the Federal Reserve. Once in a while, Hannity and them will say something, but they don't concentrate on it. They're too busy concentrating on the collusion and the Russian and the Mueller reports and all this and that. But they once in a while do. I'll tell you what, it's interesting to watch what they talk about. It's even more interesting to watch, like you say, what they don't talk about. I appreciate the call, Joe. I'm glad you're coming in loud and glad we're coming in loud and clear today. We got the sunshine, and even if it is cool. Something else that the president was talking about yesterday, we're just going to go past this bill of wrongs or bill of non-rights or craziness. This is something that I think people need to be. Now, this is treason, basically, against the United States. Well, it's not the first time this guy's gone against the United States, but it's John Kerry. And President Donald Trump was saying he needs to be prosecuted, and I agree with him 100%. It says here in this particular article, the President Trump slammed former Secretary of State John Kerry. Now remember, he was the one in on this Iran deal, and he's been going over to Iran now and telling Iran, don't pay attention to the president. Anyway, he was slamming him yesterday for his continued ties to Tehran, accusing the top Obama aide of violating the Logan Act that prohibits non-officials, because he's no longer an official of the United States, from interfering with foreign governments. He says, you know, John Kerry speaks to them a lot, and John Kerry tells them not to call. And that's a violation of the Logan Act, and frankly, he should be prosecuted on that. He said, but my people don't want to do anything. Only the Democrats do that kind of stuff. Now he's slamming his own Republican Party, which he has every right to. But I'm going to tell you something. You're the ones that need to be putting these officials in place. Have you even considered reading the cease and desist letter? I'm on track with a new one called In Congress Convicted. They're the ones guilty here. Republicans and Democrats. This latest fiasco where they're asking now, after he's already voluntarily gone before them and answered all their questions, they want a subpoena. They didn't even ask. They're just subpoena him. It's all for show. It's all to keep this stuff going. And then we have somebody like John Kerry interfering in foreign policies. And it's getting serious. And they do nothing but subpoena the president's oldest son because they still want you to believe that there's Russian collusion. There was Russian collusion. And it was between Hillary and the DNC and Russia. And the UK is going to come out and they're going to tell you what happened. It's going to happen. But the mainstream media is not telling the American people. So the American people have no education on it unless they're listening to us. You know, us crazy alternative radio people. It's up to us. There is no one else, not one president. But if we keep putting people in there for a lifetime, we're done. We've got to stop them. We got to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.